Stars postgame show. Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell have hockey HSOs live from the Jack Daniels Old Number 7 Club inside the AAC tonight on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Back to the Ticket Top 10, but first we want to remind you that me, myself, Ty Walker, I'm going to be at Broncos Sports Cafe tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1. Broncos located over in Hearst. It's Airport Freeway at Campus Drive. Again, 11 to 1, you can go out, register to win those ticket t-shirts and tickets and a parking pass for the Stars-Sharks game on October 26th. If you also come out, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to the Silverado 350 Craftsman Truck Series at TMS and an Extreme Grip Craftsman Wrench Set. So come on out. Visit me, Ty Walker, Broncos Sports Cafe, Airport Freeway at Campus Drive in Hearst from 11 a.m. until 1. Let's get back now to the Ticket Top 10.
The broadcast edition of Drop Page Radio starts at 9. Right now, we're counting down the best bits of the day. This is the Ticket Top 10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Welcome back to the Busch Light Van Chevrolet Ticket Top 10 Moments of the Ticket's Broadcasting Day. You can hear it every weeknight from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm your host, Mike Turley, and still to come is your number one choice of the Ticket Top 10. But first, let's hear from Bad Radio as they bring you Homer Call of the Week.
Number 3.
We've gotten to know these Cincinnati guys throughout the years. They're very excited about their Bengals. Taking on Tennessee, getting a defensive touchdown is always good.
You're thinking about retiring. You have that surgery. Your sternum starts to feel better, so you come back and play. There's only so many snaps in every Warrior, no matter how big the Warrior is.
Second and 8 from the 24. Single setback is Brown. And McNair drops to throw across the middle of the field.
Picked up by Thurman on the 20. Odell, 25-20. Right sideline, 10. It's down to 5. Odell Thurman's in for a touchdown.
There's the takeaway, and it's a takeaway touchdown. The unconventional score.
Odell.
I love Odell Thurman. He's a player.
All right, I got two defeats for you here before the final two. Pittsburgh. The Steelers and Jacksonville went to overtime, and
Tommy Maddox was so bad in this game, dude. I know we like him. He's a local guy.
Yeah, he's a great dude. You see that handoff miscue?
But let's just keep him in the baseball hat, if you don't mind.
Well, they let him throw in overtime, and here's what happened.
Kind of an interesting nickel look. Three down linemen, three linebackers with five defensive backs.
This is the kind of look that they gave Peyton Manning when they played Indianapolis. Now Maddox is going to go back there in an empty set, take the snap against a four-man rush. He throws the pass, and it's intercepted. And it is gone. That is Rashawn Mathis, and he scores, and the game is over. Jacksonville wins it in overtime. He tried the quick out to Quincy Morgan from the empty set, and the ball ended up going the other way for the touchdown.
Oh, boy, you hate that. I mean, as soon as that ball was off, you knew it was a bad throw. Yeah, he was staring Morgan down, and Rasheed Mathis makes a great play on that.
Boy,
he powered down
that
the...
That was a tough thing right there. Boy, that makes you think that Big Ben is a great quarterback, man.
All right, you think that's defeat. How about the announcers? In fact, we've had them on their show. They were once, I think, Homer Call of the Year, the Minnesota guys. They are...
Paul Allen and the other guy.
I think they were very on board with you and the fact that, losing Randy Moss, that's going to be a huge addition just by that subtraction. Well, I think they're rethinking things right now.
Have I ever been so happy to be wrong?
Yeah, you couldn't lose either way, I suppose. Anyway, they are just defeated as they are getting rolled by the Bears of all teams.
For Dante, his league worst 11th interception this year. Second and 7, handoff to Jones. Big room, 20, 15, 10, right side, touchdown. Wow! Touchdown number 5 this year for Thomas Jones. That one from 24 yards out. And the route is on. Chicago 20, Vikings 3.
And last week, I watched the Cleveland Browns absolutely destroy what I thought was the worst team in the league in the Chicago Bears. I am now wrong. The worst team resides in Minnesota.
Wow!
Those are the Vikings announcers, right?
Right.
Yeah,
they are turning on their own team.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Boy, listening to this game, it's just Culpepper sucks.
It's wonderful.
They are very, very bitter. All right, but not bitter. The Notre Dame guys throughout the game, at least. Notre Dame taking on USC.
Oh, the Irish.
Notre Dame.
You weren't really committed to that voice, were you?
Not really.
What are you eating?
My diabetic breakfast bar.
Yep.
As you unwrap it on the air.
As he makes himself laugh with his line that he's already delivered 20 times.
Thank you.
Diabetes line.
All right, anyway, big punt return touchdown for Notre Dame. I wonder if their announcers got excited at all.
Fourth and 10 for the 19, and out comes Tom Malone to punt for the third time this half. Well, Notre Dame defense is standing right there. What you saw is a lot of players taking a lot of plays. People like Brandon Hoyt, not just the captain Brandon Hoyt, but people like Mike Richardson, people like Victor Abdi-Amiri.
Notre Dame brings the pressure and almost gets Tom Malone. Malone tries to sell a roughing the punter. He's not going to get a call. Zivakowski takes it. Dances around, picks up a block. He's inside the 40. He's inside the 30. He's inside the 20. He's still going. 10, 5. Touchdown, Irish! Tom Zivakowski on the punt return. 57 yards. And Notre Dame leads 20-14.
Is Craig Swan doing play-by-play now?
That's a good one.
Good Lord.
That guy's happy.
All right.
Now, will he stay that happy?
Well, here's the thing. Here's our final entry. It's an incorrect call. Okay?
Okay.
This call is entitled Notre Dame Wins.
Now, that's weird, though, because I saw the game and they didn't win.
Well, try telling that to the Notre Dame announcers on the second-to-last play of that game, I guess it would have been.
It'll be first and goal from the two-yard line.
The PA announcer was like, "Will students please clear the field?" And that guy's like, "Yeah."
Well, it's really funny.
Whatever, man.
We'll stay off the field.
We'll take those goalposts, man.
It's really funny, though. It's like, you know, when a defensive back knows he trapped it, but he gets up and starts running. The Notre Dame fans know that they didn't win, but they thought, you know, maybe if we
like
all...
Like those guys just said, he ran out of bounds.
Maybe if we all run out of the field, the game will be over. Kind of like, you know, when the Stars won the Stanley Cup. Oh, they're really celebrating, so let's not review this.
It couldn't be a clock malfunction or something. The clock is still running. We win!
It could be a guy in a Joe Montana jersey running the clock at Notre Dame.
That was Bad Radio with Homer Call of the Week at number 3 on the Ticket Top 10. You can hear Homer Call of the Week every Thursday on Bad Radio at 12:50. Moving right along, falling a little short tonight, coming in at number 2 is The Hard Line. They have some fun with real audio.